powerful habits to having a great relationship.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this daily podcast. I am doing exactly what God has put me on earth to do, and that is to help empower your life. We hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend. And today we're going to talk about some habits to taking your relationship to the next level, to having a great relationship. So we're going to keep it light. We're assuming you're already in a relationship when you practice these habits. And if you're not practicing them, you might want to incorporate them right now. Number one is have clear intentions. I mean, that's the basis of the law of attraction. What are your intentions in the relationship? What is it that you're trying to manifest out of the two of you being together? Other than the fact you love this person, and hopefully they love you, and you have a great time together, what is your relationship doing? Where is it going? Have a clear idea of what your relationship is about. You see, a relationship is kind of a mastermind between two people. And two people can do far more than what one person can do alone. They can accomplish more. Two people can just do all kinds of wonderful things together. But you have to have a clear intention. Or intentions, because there may be several things. Number two, we do affirmations for money all the time. But why not do affirmations for your marriage, for your relationship? Positive affirmations. I enjoy a loving relationship with my wife or with my husband. You know, and do those affirmations on a regular basis. Incorporate them into a certain part of your day so you don't forget them. And do them regularly. I think three or four real powerful affirmations make a big difference. Now, if you're in a relationship right now and you're enjoying your relationship but you want to take it to the next level, I got to invite you to Clearing and Healing on the Full Moon, clearingandhealing.com. Just go there and register. We clear away negative thoughts, negative energy. Maybe you've had some negative stuff come into your household, some negative stuff come into your relationship. We can help you clear that away. And we bring positive healing. We do it absolutely free every month. On the Full Moon, clearingandhealing.com. That's www.clearingandhealing.com. Make sure that you get registered right away because it's coming up on the 8th, okay? We'll be doing it that day. We want you to join us. Well, next on my list, and I think this is so important, talk, communicate. Just don't hold stuff in and let it boil. You know, I run into this all the time where somebody says, oh, yeah, my girlfriend just walked out on me. She didn't give me any notice. Well, I find that hard to believe, but there is that possibility because your girlfriend wasn't talking about what was troubling her. You need to talk. You need to communicate about what you desire and what you need. And you need to, even small talk is important. You need to share different feelings and ideas that you have about each other's day, what you're doing, where you're going, that kind of stuff. Just communicate, communicate, communicate. We had an incredible time in Taos, New Mexico with Manifesting Beyond Belief. People came from all over the world, Australia, India, the United States, Canada. It was an extraordinary event, and we have a private group right now for those people who attended Manifesting Beyond Belief, because we're not done giving them more information and tools to empower their lives. However, if you couldn't make Manifesting Beyond Belief, you can still pre-order Manifesting Beyond Belief, the book. We're excited about this book, and here's what we're doing. When you pre-order the book, we're going to put a personal note in the book to each and every individual from both myself and Rachel. And then we're also giving you the 72 keys of manifesting wisdom absolutely free on a pre-order. Now, the book will be coming out this fall. You want to pre-order it now. We're only going to take a limited number of pre-orders. So pre-order your book now, Manifesting Beyond Belief. It'll almost be like attending. We know you'll enjoy this book. This book, I promise you, is a game changer in your life. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. Visit manifestingbeyondbelief.com. That's manifestingbeyondbelief.com. For $19.95, you can pre-order this entire package now.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Next is having sex. And I think it's important to have sex on a regular basis, but more importantly, it's important to have fun when you're having sex, to make it different, to do it in different places, different ways. Just get creative with it. Get creative with your sex life. Have a lot of fun with it. Next on my list is to apologize. When you F up, apologize. And I don't mean, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I mean one deep, honest, heartfelt apology. And then let it go. You don't need to apologize over and over and over again. It doesn't do anything. But one true, honest apology is important. And we all make mistakes. You know, we all overstep our boundaries, or we all do things that hurt other people. And it's just part of life. I understand that, but we want to apologize because that's not who we are, right? Well, when you're apart, touch base, make certain that you have good communication, that you have honest communication, and that you have open communication. Small gestures of sending a little note, a little email, that kind of stuff is so nice and so important. Never hesitate to give honest compliments. I'm not talking about, you know, just pouring out compliment after compliment after compliment just to be complimentary. I'm talking about true, honest compliments. You know, that really looks nice on you today. I love the way you smell. Is that a new perfume? That kind of stuff. Real, honest compliments, because you're sharing how you feel. And that's important. It is important to be sharing how we feel. Next is to argue constructively. If you have to argue at all, you don't need to argue all the time. But if you're going to have an argument, let's not get down and dirty, okay? Let's not, well, you remember back 20 years ago when you did this? You know, let's not go there with that. Positive, optimistic arguments where you're sharing differences of opinion so that you can get to a place of synergy where, you know, one person's ideas and another person's ideas come together and form an even better idea. So argue constructively. Finally, touch, because it's all about energy, isn't it? It's all about vibration. Positive touch throughout the day is so important. That goes not just for your wife or your husband, that goes for your family and other people that you love as well. Do not be afraid to touch in a positive, non-threatening way. Touch is good. I know. I'm Italian. We touch. So, and if you don't touch, you need to start. Simple as that. Okay. Fall in love. Fall deeper in love. Have a lot of love. Enjoy love. And have a great day and a great 4th of July weekend, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.